And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not
here on Declare Your Independence from the Ernest Hancock here in Phoenix, Arizona, and from the BEAU Tiful Studios of Freedoms with an S, freedomsphoenix.com. Doug Campbell from MadeSafe.net, MadeSafe.whatever. All right, there's a whole bunch of others here, SafeNetwork.tech, SafeNetForum.org, Medium.com/SafeNetwork. All right, webpage, main one, MadeSafe, M-A-I-D. Like you're made cleaning up. All right, MadeSafe, SAFE.net, MadeSafe.net. I have been pimping this for years, waiting on 2019. Here we go. Well, we're not waiting. I mean, starting the 19th, 20th, the weekend of January, we're flipping on all our old social media to say, hey, and we're over there now. Where's over there? We got a whole bunch of over theres. I got a big, giant, long list of, you know, 36 of over-there's that we're doing. We're going to be evaluating everything. And it started off with us, here we go, the concept that fueled MadeSafe. Now, MadeSafe, we've been pinging the crap out of Nick and David over there going, hey, man, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? So, like, September, they said, all right, we'll tell you what's up in early January. What are they doing? They're sending me Doug Campbell. Doug Campbell's going to explain it to us. He's head of marketing and outreach at MadeSafe, MadeSafe.net, MadeSafe.net, based in Scotland. Yeah, that's right. He talks funny, so he must be really smart. Okay, MadeSafe is an open-source technology company formed in 06 that is building the SAFE network, the world's first autonomous first, you better hurry up and get on it, man. You ain't going to be first no more. The world's first autonomous data and communications network, a new decentralized internet for everyone in which the control of data shifts from large corporations back to individuals, whilst also providing privacy, security, and freedom by default to its users. He first joined the MadeSafe community back in 14, and now he spends all of his time spreading the word about the SAFE network. You can reach him directly on Twitter at Doug Campbell, that's D-U-G, like I dug me a hole, D-U-G, Doug Campbell, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L, or join in the conversation at safenetforum.org, or just go at MadeSafe. All right, now enough introduction right there. Say hello to Doug. Hello, Doug.
Hey, Ernest, thanks very much for having me on. That was some introduction.
I'm pumped. I'm on my second bulletproof, big giant, you know, fourth cup of coffee kind of thing. All right, so help me out here. We've been, regularly following MadeSafe from the beginning, And I'm going, woohoo! I remember telling David, he goes, yeah, we're going to do this, you know, 3-month fundraiser. If we're going to cut, and then the first month, I go, I don't think you understand what's coming. I don't think you're going to make it. I'm going to be on a plane from Panama when it goes. I want to make sure I got it when I land. And all my listeners call me and they go, ha, you missed it. 5 hours, 7 million, it's over. Well, David went and got me. He goes, okay, I know you're right. And I went and got what you wanted over there, so it's over here. And I go, okay. So, you know, you did me a solid. Thanks, David. But I tell you, my MadeSafe coin just sitting right there. I haven't traded them to buy a little bit more here and there on the promise. Damn, I should go and buy more right now, right before we do this show, because damn it. You know, all you guys are going to make money on Bittrex or whatever, get more SafeCoin. Now, damn it. That's right. I'm gonna get screwed today. Full disclosure, I'm going to go buy me some more. All right. So this is tell me what the promise is and how far we are from it for the rest of this segment. Pimp, go.
Okay, right. So MadeSafe are building the Safe Network. It's an open source decentralized project. You've kind of touched on most of the points there. It's basically the idea is to build a new internet for everybody, for all the world's people, with privacy, security, and freedom built in. Because the reality is the internet today is knackered. There's so many problems out there, just when we go into them, but it's to do with centralization. It's to do with the way that all your data is being controlled and monetized by individuals and organizations that we all know we're not particularly happy have control over, you know, this most personal of information about ourselves. So what we're doing, or what the company was originally doing from 2006, so predating Bitcoin, was working to develop peer-to-peer network software, 100% open source. Anyone can download it from around the world and run the software on their own computers. There's lots of different ways to describe it. It depends who you're speaking to, but ultimately it's open source, decentralized data storage and communications. So we are trying to remove this kind of unnecessary third party, this data center, this institution, this organization that's in the middle collecting our data and just, quite frankly, not doing with it what we would like.
Hey, man, I got, you know, PiratesWithoutBorders.com, the third letter of Captain Mark, is I need hailing frequencies invisible to the crown. Yeah, you know, I need to know, none of your business. You don't know where it came from, sure as hell what it said or where it went, and you can suck it. Am I going to get my pirate communications? Am I? Uh-huh. Am I?
Yeah, ultimately, what we're building here is totally anonymous. It's up to the individuals to use the software for the way that they see fit, and there's a reason for that. You know, I mean, there's the barriers we have today are they're in place. This is not just software we're working on as a let's do this, let's build a business, and let's make some money. This is a calling, if I can put it like that. This is a calling for so many people around the world to try to find a solution, because the reality is there are people, there are dissidents in countries who will die today because information about them has been disclosed unfairly or certainly against their will. There are scientific researchers around the world who are prevented from actually acting on the information that they could have access to. That, you know, that's damaging all of us as individuals when we're not able to collate this scientific research. And what we're really trying to do is say, look, this is a technology platform, but it's technology for a purpose. It's anonymous for a purpose. It's for individuals. It's not for institutions. Obviously, companies and corporations can build on top of it. That's fine, but it's your choice whether or not to go with them. You won't be locked in once we go live.
Okay, now once this started, it was, it'd be a year and a half, 2 years. It kind of goes, and finally they abandoned, you know, a timeline and just went accomplishments. You know, we got this, you know, this challenge here. We got to go to this level, this level, this level. Where are we at in this? How far off are we near the end here? Are we going to 2019? Is that it? Here we go. You know, tell me where we're at.
So as you know, because you followed the project for a long time, we are, I speak collectively, allergic to timelines purely because we've got it wrong in the past, and we're really open to that. But it's a massive project. Whether or not it comes across, if you're just stumbling across this project for the first time today, but this is a massive infrastructure play. You know, things like redesigning and re-architecting significant parts of the internet. It's not stuff that we can get out the door very quickly. So historically, I think there was a belief that we would be able to do things a lot faster than we have been able to. As time's gone on, the requirement for it has gone up. The demand for it has gone up without any shadow of a doubt. And so because it's been heavily, I suppose, R&D, research, development focus, we've come up with ways of optimizing what we're doing as well to mean that ultimately, by the time we press the button and the network goes live and nobody will be able to stop it, including ourselves, the technology will be out there and will be the most resilient and robust that's available. We believe we're getting there.
Okay, well, we're going to find out when we come back. We're going to nail them down. Yeah, get, you know, like, where in the process are, how far have we got, what's the close, what are we waiting on? You know, what's it, because it's happening right now all around. People are making moves. We got Jordan Peterson going over to the library. We got us going on 15 gazillion other networks. We've been interviewing the guys for years. And Made Safe sparked the idea that it was possible. Where are they?
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the Crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the Crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the Crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The Crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the Crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation. A difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the Crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The Crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the Crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the Crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
Are you tired?
Feel me? You feel me? This is the attitude that I got, man. It's like, man, they can suck it, and I need Made Safe. So where are we at in the process of the actual infrastructure of Made Safe itself? You know, that you got headquarters, or you're remote doing, how you're paying, how's the crypto doing, how's the funding, is there other investment, how's this going?
Yeah, so the last year has been really exciting for us all for a huge number of reasons. Number one, like, we've expanded the team massively, which gives you an indication of what's going on here and the kind of enthusiasm and excitement we have. But ignoring all that kind of stuff, which could just be marketing guff, quite frankly, we've also released technology. We've released a new consensus mechanism called Parsec, and we are hugely excited by this because what we're doing is we're building a decentralized network. We're building a way for computers around the world to run a network that doesn't require a central authority. It doesn't require somebody to say, do you know what? Yeah, you're good. We'll let you in. But you, we don't like. We're not going to let you in. It's crucial that what we build doesn't have the barriers, as you're talking about. So what we've developed this year, we've been working on it for quite a while, but the new consensus mechanism that's come out, Parsec, we believe is, you know, it's cutting edge. It's certainly something that we didn't have before. So we're hugely excited by that. What we're doing at the moment is we're rolling that out and building that into the way that all the nodes communicate, all the computers around the world will be speaking to each other. We've done other things this year. We've proved that out in the wild that computers can, you know, speak directly to each other. So this might just sound like something that's exciting for computer nerds, but the reality is that it's all very well building a peer-to-peer network. But
okay, we're coming back. Let's talk about it on air. Here we go. Thank you.
Find out at shows.lrn.fm. That's shows.lrn.fm.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence. I'm just, is it to be excited? We're getting close. They know that it's, I tell you what, when Made Safe first got, a lot of people didn't even understand or know or believed in that it was needed. They're going, yeah, but you know, my Facebook works good. It's all good. You know, I can talk to some of my friends some of the time. I can announce some of my stuff some of the time. I don't always get arrested when I say stuff. You know what I mean? You know, it's kind of, so now everybody's going, yeah, we need this. This decentralization MIG thing is being able to take files down, to censor content. You're not allowed to say that. The next level is when they come and arrest you and throw you in jail for saying it. You know, but the other thing, you couldn't even say it. You know, you couldn't share it. You couldn't, this control, this manipulation. Well, David Irvine, he's like, yeah, he saw this. He's not, you know, a kid. He's been around IT, you know, for decades. He knew what was up. So he's going, yeah, we could do that. And it wasn't until blockchain and Bitcoin came, they go, oh, you mean like that? You know, that'll never work. You can't. And then it happens. They go, oh, that's what you're talking. Okay, now we understand. Boom! It exploded onto the market. But there are others that are doing pieces of it. MadeSafe explained this to me. We were talking to Doug Campbell, the marketing guy over at MadeSafe, MAIDSafe.net. And I just need that they understand that what you're doing is not one single app. It's not a web page. It's not a this. It's an entire new system. You got to explain to the people why and how and what it's going to do.
Yeah, totally. So it's a massive undertaking, as you're alluding to there. So what we're doing is we're providing a way for computers anywhere around the world to speak to each other directly, encrypted, and also to ensure that anybody that is on that network will not release data onto the network that isn't encrypted. So if you think about it, where did the internet come from? It came from this idea of connectivity. It came from academic institutions and the military originally, and a way the security really wasn't a concern then, because they were thinking, well, we can control, there's not that many people online, and there are academic, you know, there are universities or whatever, we'll just make sure that only certain professors get access. And before we know it, the whole of the internet explodes and gradually grows and grows exponentially. And what we have is a system with so many weaknesses, vulnerabilities, exploits, security issues. And you also have companies built on top of that. So what the first part of what we need to do, and what we have done, and we've proved the way that we can do this with a couple of tests this year, with Crust, which is our own networking library, open source, anybody can download it and use it themselves. But it's a way to run software and go, okay, I've got a computer here, and I can speak to these other computers around the world. I can get through the restrictions, the hurdles, the things that stop me from dealing on a personal basis directly with other individuals. And this is like the core point of decentralization, isn't it? It's about moving these third parties out of the way. So that's the first part of it. The other thing is, we need to have this stuff hugely encrypted. You can't just go, yeah, my computer is going to speak to yours somewhere else around the world, and it's all going to be open and you'll be able to read it. I mean, that would be insanity. So what we have done is made security right from day one back in 2006. Security is a crucial part of this. So you'll see other projects out there, and as you said, they may be doing a little bit of parts of it, or certainly a number of parts of it, but I don't think you'll find anybody who's doing the whole thing. And this is why it's taking a long time, because there's a huge number of moving parts here, and there's a huge number of different things that need to be developed and researched, and ultimately that's what we're churning through, and that's where we're going with this. So there's the encryption, and then there's the whole point that we have a network, and it's autonomous. We speak about it being autonomous. So what is that? Because everybody knows autonomous cars, or, you know, robots, whatever it is. But basically, it just means that once the network's up and running, then there is no way to nobody's going to be prevented from going on there. But once it's on there, it keeps itself going. It heals. It makes its own decisions about where your data goes. And the other thing is that the data's all split. So as soon as the data leaves your machine, number one, it's encrypted before it leaves your machine. Number two, it's split into loads of different pieces. Number three, nobody but the network knows where that data is, or the parts of your data are. And number four, you're the only one that can ever get that data back.
So, or you give somebody a link or permission to, or whatever.
Oh, totally, totally, yeah.
Now, but this is one thing. So the audience, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm going to try and sum it up. I have a file. I used a MadeSafe, protocol. you know, network kind of.
Yeah, safe network. Yep.
All right. So I use the network and I go, boom, I send this file out. Immediately it's encrypted, leaving my machine. So they, you know, they, them, those may know I got ones and zeros, but they don't know what the hell it is. And it goes into this thing and then it chops it, the file up. It goes through a shredder and each one of those little shreds go to different nodes encrypted in pieces. And then when somebody requests that data, it assembles it. It puts it in line with, and it comes down, and I got it. How far off am I?
That's it, exactly. Just to make clear, it's encrypted before it's left your machine. It's not hitting the network at any point unencrypted. So,
well, my thing is I got computers sitting over here. I got an IPFS server there. A library one's going next to that. We got some other stuff that, and you know, that's being put on our server farm. Kind of, where's my made safe? I want my made safe computer over there making me some safe money because I get paid for providing bandwidth and storage to this network. And this is how we thought the internet was going to be in the early 90s. We had the bulletin boards and BBSs and PGP encryption was starting. And all us young activists, I'm going, it's made safe. And then when made safe came out and I would be yakking at this at different Bitcoin conferences, I remember a guy goes, you know who you should be talking to is this guy, David Irvine. Saw him at the Berlin Bitcoin conference back in, God, forever ago. 13 or whatever it was. And he comes on. I said, whoa, you got a white paper or something? I send it to the geek boys, understood what the hell is going on. I go, whoa. I go, you my new best friend. I mean, here we freaking go. All right. Yeah. So the thing is that I'm sending out information. It gets encrypted. It gets chopped up into pieces, encrypted. It gets placed on nodes, kind of like a Bitcoin node, how they communicate with whatever, and they go out, and then when it's requested that information, the network stitches it back and puts it in my computer encrypted, and I got access to anything anywhere all the time. They don't know who put it up if I don't want them to know. Everybody's get access, and nobody can stop it, and they can suck it. How far off am I?
That's it, exactly. So, yeah.
The man don't like that. The crown is like, man, you're like, woo, we got your address. We need a back door or something.
Yeah, well, you can't argue with maths. You can't argue with cryptography. The whole thing is designed very specifically to enable it to work. I mean,
you had to have visitors with little curly things in their ears and black suits and mirror sunglasses. I mean, come on.
Hopefully there's not too many of them in air on the west coast of Scotland, but yeah, I think we've got to be conscious that it can always be the case.
Well, this is the network itself. When we come back, I want to, I think the audience and I, we got to beat on what the mechanism, the methodology that we're going to be doing this. And but I want to talk about how we can participate, because there's an incentive for you to be part of the network. You can make crypto freeing yourself. I go, all right, I vote for that. I got high-speed internet.
I love my Magic Mud.
Which is my next point. I'm sitting here looking at, I got 10 computers within, 20 feet of me right now. You know, and most of them are on when I'm doing the show. And I got the music one. I got my personal lap. I got, the video streaming. I got the video recorder. I got the audio one. I got the one running the IPFS, one doing the library, one doing. I'm going, I got a server farm too with all kinds of whatever we're doing. So I'm going, I want some made safe on there. Let's do it. So do it. Get her done. So where are we?
Totally. Well, yeah. I mean, it's we're in Alpha 2. We're rolling out to what's called Safe Fleming, which decentralized nodes at home, where everybody will be able to do that, but it will only have transient data, so temporary data. And after that, then we move on to the next stage where people are running the bolts and we're kind of showing the farming algorithms and all this sort of good stuff.
How close are we to, starting, I'm loading up and being part of the network? When does that happen? I mean,
well, with Safe Fleming, you can definitely be part of the network. Anybody that was in the test before was part of the test network. But obviously, these are all kind of alpha stages, and then we get to beta, and then we get to live. So there's a number of bits and pieces that we definitely need done this year. And that's kind of, once that's out, everybody can download the software and get involved. You know,
now,
some people.
So what you once you create this network, it's not like here it is, and I got the indexing browser search engine for it of whatever. I mean, you're just going to have like here's the app, and you guys, you know, peace out, build your own damn content. We're not your mother.
Yeah, totally. I mean, if people aren't building on it, then it doesn't deserve to be successful because there's no interest in it. So obviously we will build on it. We'll continue to do that as well as the actual network.
Well, what
itself,
are some of the use cases? I mean, immediately, are you going to have an email? Are you going to have a kind of a web browser kind of thing? Are you going to have data storage? What are you going to provide when it launches?
Yeah, so there will be data storage, obviously. There'll also be the there's people in the community already working on a music sharing thing, which I'm sure will go live pretty much immediately as well. There is like decentralized Dropbox idea. There's the storage. We already have, I think I mentioned the browser stuff. So,
all right. When we come back, that's what I'm going to focus on is the initial offering will be kind of the platform, and it's kind of like Android. When Android came, and all of a sudden, you know, it's a week later, and there's, you know, thousands of apps. And I go, whoa, damn, you know, all right. So it's going to be that kind of a launch, or is it going to be we already have a bunch of apps and people are developing already? Is it far enough along that they can start developing now and not have to start over again? I mean, you know, these are some of the questions I know a lot of the audience, guys that are the geek guys, want to know.
Yeah, people can start developing now.
All right, let's talk about that when we come back. We'll be back in about 50 seconds.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Welcome back and declare your independence. And how you do that? It's like this. It goes like this. Let me show you how you go. Declare my independence. See how easy it was? No government form. No government form. I just did it. And we're done. Well, now MadeSafe is going to have the ability for us to become pirates. Pirate communication. Pirate stores. Pirate merchandising. Pirate services offered. Pirate, you know, because they're going to call it a pirate. You're a pirate. You're out there. You're not surveilled. You're being secret, and therefore you must die or something. You know, well, a lot of times people sharing information, that's how they wind up dead. You know, because, hey, let me tell you the truth about, whoa, truth is treason in an empire of lies. Well, that's one of the big aspects of MadeSafe is by default, none your business who said what, where. Well, then there's going to be, well, what about all the noise of the trolls? That was all that government crap anyway. Okay. So this is, I remember the internet when it was free. And I mean freedom, not, you know, it didn't cost me nothing. But here, how am I paying for this service? You get what you pay for. How does it work? Why am I doing it? What's the incentive for I know why I'd want to use it. The same reason they want to use Facebook. Yeah, it's convenient, and I get to, you know, see, you know, the cat videos or something, you know. But it's free, is it? You know, you're the product. All your information, they'd be a selling and influence you in the process. So how does the MadeSafe network become self-sustainable? How is it paid for? What's the incentives? Help us out. Doug Campbell, marketing guy over at MadeSafe, M-A-I-D, safe, S-A-F-E dot net. All right, Doug, incentives, help me out.
Yeah, so incentives is a crucial thing, as you've said. Everybody who's involved in the network has the opportunity to either just have a look, take part in it. It doesn't cost anything to do that. Or that they can use it to store data, to share data. If they want to keep data that's permanent and will be there forever, then this is the way to do it going forwards. Or hopefully as well as becoming what's known as a farmer. So that's somebody running a vault, running this software on the computer. So you store encrypted shards of other people's data that you have no idea, and there is no way of you knowing what it is, but you're providing a service, you're providing your bandwidth and storage and everything else to the network to enable it to work. So how do people get incentivized? Well, every time that a piece of data is requested from your vault, you end up receiving SafeCoin, the currency, if you like, of the network. It's the value token in which people are rewarded for taking part. Because it's all about incentives. It's like everything else. Everything's all about incentives. So there's a few really exciting things around the network in particular. And one of them is this idea that developers can then start to develop decentralized apps. They can do that today. DApps, whatever some people call them different names, but you can create an application and then run it on the network. And the more successful it is, the more popular it is, the more users it has, for example, then you can build a revenue stream directly into there. So as a developer, there's no need to go to, you know, an Apple store or a Google Play or look at your 30% flying out your wallet in terms of income from building software going forward. So that's one kind of incentive mechanism. Obviously, the incentive for having security and privacy and freedom and all that sort of stuff is going to appeal for an increasing number of people around the world, particularly given headlines that we've had over the last year with your Facebook and Cambridge Analytica, Google. I mean, it goes on and on. What we're doing is building the platform, and then it's really up to other people to build on it.
Well, I mean, you created a structure by which I can get incentivized in some way. I got, I'll give you an example. You know, a couple of terabyte drive, hell, you can't buy a hard drive without being at least 2 terabytes now or something. So I go get, you know, a 2 terabyte drive for $100 and they'll be, you know, they'll pay me 20 cents to haul it off later, you know, but I got $100. I get me a 2 terabyte drive. I load up MadeSafe on it. I got, you know, broadband here. I got 300 down, 30 up, which is going to be with some satellite thing. It'll be gig up and down here directly. So, you know, bandwidth is not going to be the issue anymore. Come enough time. So I'm going, all right. So I got enough here. I could serve quite a bit of data. So I'm going, all right, here is a hard drive or a portion of it that people can, you can use. I'm on the network. I got a bunch of data coming in. I got, catapult videos of little furry kittens getting catapulted into sorrel cactuses, but I don't have the whole file. It's a piece of the file and a piece of this other whistleblower document and a piece of this porn and a piece of and the movie of the next Avatar 2:14 of whatever. I got a piece of, and it's on there. The man comes in and kicks in my door, grabs my hard drive, and they got encrypted sand of pieces of nothing. True or false?
Yeah, totally true.
Let me finish. So now I want to have that data be able to be part for the ability to have that kind of data on there. I get to have access to this, the whole network of whatever data that I want stitched of one of these. I may only have a piece of it. Gets all done. Boom. It's on my computer, my TV. I get to do whatever I want with it, and they can suck it. Now that holding of that data, I have, 2 gig of this one file or something, all right? And it's a bunch of stuff in there, and I got, somebody requests that. The bandwidth that goes out of my piece comes in, go back. It's busy, man. That little green light is just a-happening. I'm making me some money somewhere. I'm getting something for doing that, ain't I?
Yeah, totally. So
what? How, man? Make me rich. Shit, skip to the end, man.
Yeah. So once you're providing data, once you're providing a service to the network, and you're being rewarded for that, and that's, you need SafeCoin, you need the coin on the network, if you like, the token, the whatever the mechanism is, you need to have access to that to be able to upload data to the network. So that's how you get this virtuous circle, whereby you've got people who are incentivized to provide, you've got people who want to store, and you've got people that are a way of earning money to do that. And hopefully at that stage, then you start to see the ecosystem evolve. And on top of that, what you've got is people actually building the apps, building the things that people really want, and it should be driven by what people want. It shouldn't be driven by these centralized business models, which we've just accepted in the past from, and an internet that's driven by clicking and advertising, and that's led down the route of clickbaity kind of low quality services, which really don't help anyone.
Okay, I got here, MadeSafe coin right now is 11 cents, or 12 almost, but 12 cents. And it has been as high as over $1 or something. So, man, it's on sale now, and it's gone to all the cryptos taking a hit. So I'm like thinking, I'm going to buy me some more SafeCoin. I mean, now the actual wallets. Do you have wallets that can do it? Because I have my SafeCoin, the original. I had it on the Omni wallet, the Master Coin of the blah blah. I haven't touched it. I'm afraid. Okay. So I'm going, yeah. I'm afraid to touch it. I don't know what'll happen. Now, do I? And then I got Made Safe coins. Maybe I might have some on my, Bittrex, maybe. So then I go, okay, I want to put it off and I have and control and it's mine. And where's the wallet?
Yeah, so just to be clear for people that are listening, there's MadeSafe coin, which was the what was created at the time of the original crowd sale back in April 2014. And when the network launches, that converts one for one for SafeCoin, or the token for the network. So when we're talking about coins at the moment, we're talking about MadeSafe coin. And interestingly on that, there's one of the things that there hasn't been is this cold wallet storage. So for depending on how kind of crypto savvy other people are who are listening, it's that ability to take it off the exchanges and store it somewhere safe. Certainly Trezor have just added their Omni support, and there's a wallet being built out there. So there's things around here in terms of the ecosystem for people that hold the coin today. We don't tend to really speak about the coin so much at the moment because we really are focused on the tech.
No, I understand. The MadeSafe coin is the motivation and the tracking of how much data goes out and in, and the recouping of providing for the network. And it's not an investment instrument. We're not SEC going to worry about it. It's not invested in. It's just a token to get blah, 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 blah. Big deal. I'm going to need it to load up my data. I'm going to need it to put up how much it costs. So I want to get some. They may go up. I need to know where to put it.
The new fourth.
That's what I want to know. I need a wallet or somewhere that I can take this, because I may wind up spending it all on being able to store the data, put all my stuff on, and there it is. But I'm just like, I need to know, is there a private paper wallet or something, or on my phone or somewhere I can get this stuff and take it off a freaking exchange?
Yeah. I mean, Omni wallet's your best bet at this point in time, because it's an Omni token, basically. So that's the...
Okay, now MadeSafe coin, that's an Omni token. Can I put it into my same account? That are they interchangeable, my same account that I when I first bought in the MadeSafe?
Yes, yeah, it should be. So I'm in a similar position. I was around in April.
You don't say should be to me in crypto, man. That yeah. That way.
That's why, sure.
Just go ahead, man.
On you go. No. I would tend to, well, obviously, like everyone, you don't keep stuff on exchanges. You try and keep it on.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. I got it on Bittrex. How do I get it off?
Is it on Bittrex at the moment?
Right now.
Because Bittrex delisted.
So now I don't have it anymore.
So I would have to have a look. But Bittrex delisted back in February, I think it was, possibly. So it is worth checking. But yeah, Omni Wallet's the way to sort that out. Once we can get the Trezor integration, and it's, I know there's people working on
that.
So
when they delist, does that mean it's gone?
I think so, unfortunately, yeah.
I had a chunk over there, man. That's a bit good shit.
No, I know.
So when they come back, is it going to be there or what? See, where do I put it? This is my whole point.
Yeah, I think it's just a case of doing the whole, paper wallet stuff.
So there's a paper wallet for
safe. That's what I've done before. Well, you can just send it to Bitcoin address, because basically it's an Omni token, so it's like the old kind of colored coin stuff as well, isn't it? It's like
the hell if I know. I'm looking. I need Grandma Just button.
Yeah, I know. It's not. It's Omni. When you look at how the rest of the scene's evolved, Omni unfortunately has been far slower. But I mean, it's still got the support from Tether of all these projects. You know, Tether's out there and it's been used for better or for worse by so many exchanges. So Omni is still live and kicking, and it's not like that's an issue. But there's not the ecosystem around it like the ERC20 and everything else. Once we get SafeCoin's fine in terms of wallets.
Okay, so they relist it. They go, okay, yeah, it's a thing now. It's going to, we put it back. Do I have my account, or we're done?
No, that would be SafeCoin. So, and SafeCoin only exists on the Safe network. So I think, unfortunately, it sounds like it's gone.
Wow. I exchange it on the market, but I can't get it off. That sucks butt.
It totally sucks. Yeah, these exchanges are painful.
I got some. I'll get a little bit. Yeah, it's down. I'll get a little more. Yeah, I'll get a little bit. I mean, it's not billions of dollars, but it goes to show that I better need a freaking wallet for it. Somebody better get the hell on it.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Yeah. I mean, if we can. It's frustrating. Frustrating, definitely.
Well, you're killing me here. All right, here we go.
You're listening to the best liberty-oriented audio streamed around the clock, on the air, and online. This is the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Okay. Do I have my safe coin? I have the original Omni wallet that they got and set, and that's why I'm afraid to touch it. I don't want to touch it. It's there. I don't touch it. Okay? Paige came in. She was, back in the day, and we checked, and there it is. I just leave it right there. It's right there. But I go on Bitcoin. I go, I'll buy a little bit. It's cheap. I went down. I'm going to buy a little something. It's probably not billions of dollars, but, it's hundreds, but I'm going, so I'll get me some more. I'll get me some more just out of principle, get some more. They it's gone. I'm going, really? Okay, well, then is there a paper wallet I can go to? Is there a wallet that I have? Man, I tell you what, when you release it, you better freaking come up with somewhere I can put it. That's not even a thing. Come on, Doug, help me out here.
Yeah, I mean, it's that horrible stage we're at, I guess, in the crypto scene where we are, collectively, so many of us just rely on exchanges, and this is what we're trying to move away from. It's this kind of centralized.
Waiting on you now.
we can't have this just replicating the world that we've had today in the new world that we're moving into. We've got to make some pretty strong decisions one way or the other, and exchanges are one of them. I mean, we're a huge fan of the whole kind of decentralized exchange model. And as we go on, obviously, MadeSafe coin will convert into SafeCoin. It'll turn into the token for the network going forwards. Exchanges make their own decisions, and it's been a pretty crazy year, isn't it?
Well, I mean, immediately, this is exactly what we're trying to get away from. Let me see. I vote we get away from it. But you got to have somewhere to go.
Yep. I wouldn't take this is my advice for the listeners, but definitely get your MadeSafe coins off exchanges. Onto your Omni wallet.
Okay, so my Omni wallet is all right. So I got the Omni wallet and I put over to, and I could do. See, you're assuming I even know how to do that. Where's my grandma? Yeah. Just button.
Yeah. I mean,
you guys always go, you just this and you just that and you just. I'm going, where's this just button you guys keep talking about?
Very true. Very true. These things, just the whole UX of the whole scene needs to improve massively. And, we're designing for a new paradigm here, one way or the other. There's a load of work to be done. We just need more people. We need more people working on this. And it's just on the concepts. There's more people being drawn to these principles now, but we need people to actually put their money where their mouth is and actually, spend some time, do a little bit in the evenings, whatever it might be, just engage with this whole thing, because there's so much going on. This isn't going to be an option going forwards. This is going to be something we make an active choice to either pursue it or to simply sit back and let things happen to us. And I think anyone listening to this will be of the former persuasion, but it's up to us to go out and make sure that the people of the latter view are educated for the most part.
Hey, I'm looking at here, Dab. See, I did the Camson made by. I have they're showing them here. 2,489 MadeSafe coins, and it's not as gone. I got the address here. I guess I got the order or something, the UID. I can see it, but it's and then they go, it's ours now. They delist it and they keep the money. What the heck did they do with it?
Yeah, this was just something that kind of came out of the blue last year. I think it was last March with Bitrex. But you know, we're continuing to work with other exchanges in the meantime to try to.
Well, I can use this. I mean, it's like $1 billion. I mean, you know, times you know, a dime. That's I don't know, maybe a couple hundred, whatever it is. It doesn't matter. The point is yep. that I make a big stinking deal out of. Look, man. You don't go on and think the exchanges are going to hold this stuff. You know, that's what you got. But I would have put it on my Nano or Trezor or, you know, on a paper wallet. I do a lot of this stuff and so on. If what? If I had a place to do it, you know? So okay. Get on it. That's my vote. Yep. Get on
totally.
It. Waiting on you now.
Totally. Totally. Yeah.
Now, when you do the release and we have the information on the I have a server sitting over there. I got a hard drive and I got the system and everything. How is this going to work? Is you know, you're going to have a wallet on the release, I would imagine, because you're going to get yeah. – how do you get incentivized? Is it amount of data I'm storing, amount of data that I'm sharing, a combination of the two? How does it work?
Yeah, so it's when the data is actually requested back from you. So you're storing data, and depending on how often, how frequently, how useful you are to the network, that's the way they. Very simply put, that's kind of how they.
Yeah, I'll be a lot more useful. I get my paid in wallet and use it. I can tell you that.
Totally. Well, the more money you get, the more keen you are to kind of get involved as well.
I obviously didn't get none. It's gone. But, I'm going to be a butthead about this, you know, because this is something, you know, I know that, you know, you're going, we're not in it to make money. It's not a security. It is tokens to be able to make it work, you know, to make this system work. It is, you know, how we are doing the incentives and reward and tracking of and the transaction. I get it. You know, and anybody that doesn't certainly leaves it on because I don't do that. That was like the only thing I had on there because I didn't have somewhere to put it. You see my point?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So I'm investing in you guys. I'm encouraging people to do it. Mm-hmm. If they did that and didn't have where to put it, they just lost it.
Yeah. Yep, definitely. Yep. I remember at the time we put out stuff across social media to try to say to folks, look, this is something that's happening, and it doesn't seem right, does it? I mean, it is wrong, but we need to build up the ecosystem. This is why we're going, look, we are relatively small team. You compare us to some of the other projects out there. We've been going for a long time, but the community is gradually growing. But we really need to make sure that we're doing what we can to make sure because we can't do everything, and this is, you know, there's loads of things we need to do. We're desperate to get done. Getting the working wallet, getting that functionality into the live network, getting the network live as soon as possible is crucial. So we're really kind of focused on streamlining everything that we can to do that at this point in time. But yeah, it's frustrating. Really frustrating.
Well, I the audience got to see my, I just kind of, here it is. Those are all my orders because I'm kind of over. It's not that much. I mean, nobody's going to die. But, you know, I'm saying, you know, what do we got? Quantity, I got 7 of these. I did, 151 of them to this, kind of, you know, and it's all gone. I guarantee it. I already used up all that. But, you know, you see these transactions, what the commission were, the price, and this, you know, but it all comes down to the wallets. And that's one thing I talk to a lot of guys. I'm going, look, we need to talk wallets and exchanges. And the biggest thing is the exchanges. You know, this is going to, because none of this means anything if you can't exchange, because the incentives don't mean nothing if it didn't incentive me. I go, woohoo, I got game credits in SimCity. Who gives a crap? You know, you got to be able to, you know, convert them or use them or buy or trade or something. It's exchange. So when you start getting in the exchange, you ask Shapeshift all about that. And they go, yeah, you got a KYC and we didn't want and we don't like it. But, you know, damn it, they're not going to make it something. But I need to, All right. Well, let's put it this way. Made safe and ready enough that I got somewhere to put it.
Yeah. Well, once it's the actual coins for the incentivization for the rewarding of storage and everything else, there will definitely be stuff in place there. But you know, whatever we produce, we hope other people produce stuff that's far better, ultimately. We're just going to be one service provider, if you like. One.
Well, you're talking by the end of the year, you were talking about different things you're going to do end of the year and by the end of the year. So you're still looking at, yeah, it's going to be a little while.
Yeah, I would not be able to say something by the end of the year. What I would say is that we're moving on to the next release, which is called Safe Fleming, after Alexander Fleming, who's a famous scientist that some folk will know. And the idea there is that people will be able to run decentralized routing nodes from home. So you'll be able to be part of this network that's entirely decentralized and communicating. It will have temporary data on it, though, at that stage. The next stage after that will be putting on some.
All right, well, keep us informed. I mean, you know, this is, we've been, you know, a supporter waiting, kind of doing, I'm setting over to the side, and whatever I had on Bittrex is, you know, not that big a deal. But, I mean, it's going to be a big deal when, you know, MadeSafe, you know, shoots to the moon. I'm going, gee, I wish I had those. You know, it's like, yeah. You know, it's like you're going through the, you know, the landfill looking for my hard drive with, you know, gazillion Bitcoin I have for 2 cents each, you know. I'm just going, this is a real. All right, man. All right. Well, when you guys are ready, you know, the next wave, let me know. But I tell you, the world is not waiting. Yeah, here we go. It's 2019. Get on it.
Yeah. We are totally aware of that. We're desperate to get there. That's the one thing I can guarantee. We are desperate to get there ourselves. So we'll get there.
Doug Campbell, MadeSafe.net. That is very disappointing to find out. Okay, I get on. See, what would happen if you left? This is a Reddit. If you left your MadeSafe coins in Bittrex after they delist it, would they vanish or change into Bitcoin for you? Sound to me like they are planning to just take your coin if you don't withdraw. We generally seek the yada, 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 similar to delisting a BitShit. If you don't remove your coin, Bit will keep them. No devs. All right, well, sons of bitches. Okay. Well, that teach you to not be a geek. All right.
I'm just checking through the forum as well just to see, because I didn't have any on there myself, and I'm just seeing whether people have talked about it as actually having lost it. I'm pretty sure that they do disappear, though, but it's I'm looking through there's a thread in the forum, any good reason for Bittrex to delisting.
Doesn't matter. I mean, if they can, you know, it's you know, so then I go, I put up here, okay, well, if I go MadeSafe wallet, private keys, you know, something, you know, without that, I mean, I'm like, this just seems like for support of the community, this would be like, way to F up there on top of the freaking list, in my opinion. You know?
Yeah. I'm looking at the token removal policy, and it does say after this date, which is 14 days after delisting, we're unable to help withdrawals from the exchange. So I don't know whether they'll still be there, but if they are, they might not be able to help.
Well, it's theirs now. If they come back and relist it, they go, you know, yeah, they were ours. You know, we got a bunch to sell you now. You know?
Yeah.
Had your chance.
Yeah.
So so I got a story now to tell about exchanges. You know, this is exactly why. You know, here
totally.
We go.
Yeah. All right.
Nice. Very, very, very disappointing. Well, it's been a long time, and I'm wondering how hard is it to make a wallet?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's not something that I've done. I know that there have been people kind of made them for the network in terms of the test network, but in terms of actually putting up something, you know, from scratch, whether it's a, you know, just standalone mobile wallet or whatever it might be, it takes a bit of time for somebody to do that, I would have thought.
All right, well, put my vote in.
Yeah, no, Share, I'll pass it on.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is not good, you know, for this as a, you know, just a PR thing. You're the marketing guy. You know, you got people that are pimping it, supporting it, and doing it, and buying it, and getting it, and it's gone. And there's no place else to put it. It's got to be, you know, is that difficult? You know, I mean, I can see if you don't have a place to put it, hell, that's one big giant reason to get delisted.
But is the Omni wallet, though, is that, so like you can take it off the exchange and put it on Omni wallet?
Is it a grandma just button?
Well, it's crypto, so there is an element of.
Okay, well, I think I have an Omni wallet. I loaded up or it's something. See, I gotta go geeker again. God dang it. It's like learning about how to fix computers and doing stuff. I know way more about computers than I ever really wanted to. You know what I mean?
There should be a guy for that.
All right, Doug. I'm sorry, you kind of got a sour note on the end there, but I'm really excited about you guys, coming to pass, and we'll kind of hold off and wait for you to contact us on when you're ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, totally. Well, thanks again. Thanks for the invite. And like I say, we'll keep in touch, definitely.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Doug.
Nice one.
Bye.
Cheers, man. Bye.